From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Charlie Clark. The defense team for Governor Eric Greitens wants to speed up his felony invasion of privacy trial. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports on the motion discussed today.
Greitens is scheduled to go to trial May 14th, which is also the start of the final week of the legislative session. But his attorneys say they'll be ready to go even sooner than that. They plan to ask Judge Rex Burleson to move the start date to April 3rd, says defense attorney Ed Dowd.
The governor is innocent and is entitled to have his case heard and get it over with. We're ready to go, and the state should be, too. It's going to be a brief trial.
The defense is also considering having Burleson hear the case rather than a jury, a move opposed by prosecutor Kim Gardner. Greitens is accused of taking a semi-nude photo without the permission of the woman with whom he was having an affair in 2015. He has pleaded not guilty. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The first 2018 William T. Kemper Fellowship for Teaching Excellence was given to a University of Missouri professor today. Fellows are given a $10,000 award as part of their recognition. Shelley Rogers is a strategic communications professor in the Missouri School of Journalism and was surprised with the award while in a meeting with her peers.
I am so deeply indebted and just humbled by this entire process and this award.
Rogers says she will use the Kemper Award as a platform to continue to keep the university's diversity and inclusion efforts going through her classrooms and in future teaching material. A state lawmaker from South St. Louis County has died of cancer at the age of 75. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on GOP State Rep. Gloria Brown's impact on Missouri politics.
Before running for the House for the first time in 2008, Brown was something of a business trailblazer. She was one of the first women to become an executive in information technology, most notably at MasterCard. Brown didn't get into electoral politics until after she retired. She saw it as a way to give back to South St. Louis County.
I thought I represented the area pretty well, and I was doing service, and I said, this is another way to serve.
Brown ultimately won three non-consecutive terms in the Missouri House and served as a member of the House Budget Committee. While she was on sick leave this year, her colleagues passed an anti-human trafficking bill that she co-sponsored. Governor Eric Greitens signed the measure into law earlier this month. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri lawmakers have slashed the state health department's budget over data on the rate of the sometimes deadly bourbon virus in Missouri. The House Budget Committee this past week approved a plan to cut 10 staffers in the director's office and cut that office's funding roughly in half. The fight stems from last summer's death of Tamala Wilson, the Merrimack State Park Assistant Superintendent. She died from complications of the virus after an infected tick bit her. The Department of Health and Senior Services has refused to provide testing information on the virus, saying that it would lead to violations of patient privacy. I'm Charlie Clark, KBIA News, Columbia.